Well, I'm going to jump in here. I have something on my heart. I've been spending a little time in this area of affirmations or speaking, and I see Nadia and Ashley and Brianna and Gary, and I know, you know, she had some powerful affirmations. I asked her to share that a few weeks ago. And when you get the Word of God down in your heart and you begin to operate in, you know, when I call it faith, because faith, if it's just believing without saying something, it's just faith. When I say it that way, faith is actually speaking something. So in other words, if you don't speak what you believe, if you don't release that, then it's just something you believe in your heart. And usually, think about how God made us. He made us not like animals, right? He didn't make us, they don't talk, right? So animals procreate, so do we. But he made us in what? His image. He didn't say he made the animals in his image and likeness. He said, I made man in my image and likeness. Right? God spoke things into existence, and he spoke his faith. We are to do the same. So it's beyond just believing. Believing is speaking. And so that's 2 Corinthians 4 and 13. It says, I believed and therefore I spoke. So what you believe, you must speak. Otherwise, it doesn't release something to begin to do something. You're just believing. And that's good. But it must be really, he made us in his image and likeness to do what? Create things. Now we don't create worlds like him, but we are to be creative in the words that we speak. Words are more than just for communication. And yet we communicate with words. But what are we doing? We communicate what we believe. And what we believe and what we speak change things. I mean, you see this in the scripture. You can't see faith, but you can see the effects of faith. You can't see joy, but you can see the effects of it. You can't see anger, but you can see the effects of something. So you can't see faith, but you can see the effects of faith. And so that which we speak is creative. What does it say in Proverbs 18:20? Death and life is in the what? The power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That means you're going to eat the byproduct of what you speak. You're going to live it. So a lot of times we're complaining about things. Why isn't God doing this? Why isn't God answering this prayer? Why isn't he doing this? Brother Hagin would say this all the time. Jesus appeared to him 7 times. And then after that, the last time he said, I'm not going to lead you this way anymore by appearing. He said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to lead you like I do everybody else by my spirit, an inward witness. In other words, I have a feeling I ought to go this way. I have peace to go this way. That's how God leads us. And the more we lean, the more we learn that, the more success we will have. You know, a lot of times while you're getting this kind of uncomfortable feeling to go this direction, you keep going this direction. And all the while you've got like, you know, I don't feel, but I'm going to go this way. Boom. You ever hear people say, I thought I shouldn't go right now, but I went and you got in an accident. You ever hear people say, I told my husband or my wife not to get on the plane, but they went anyways and the plane crashed. They had an inward witness. They just had a sense they shouldn't have done this. or they had a sense they should. That's God. That's peace leading. And so those kind of things, if we follow that, we'll have more successes. We'll have more success. But aside from that, speaking what you believe, you will have what you say. This is what we spent, I think, a lesson on here, where Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin, and he said, write these four things down. He said, if anybody anywhere will do these four steps, they will receive anything from me. He said, say it, do it, receive it, and tell it. He said, say what you believe. And he talked about the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus referred to Brother Hagin and said, go back and look at that story. He said, look at what David did where Goliath was concerned. He said, I'm going to take his head today. And Brother Hagin, I was just reading today, and you can go to their website. You can get a daily reading every day, health food and faith food. And he was saying today, he's just talking about faith. And so what we say we're going to have, if you believe it, how many have heard these sayings? People say it in the world. That person told that lie so much they believe it. Anybody hear that? Oh, yeah. They've told it so much they actually believe it. Now they're deceived. Right? What you continually say will get down in your heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You keep saying something, and you'll actually begin to believe it. Now, this isn't mind over matter, but if I keep speaking the word of God, that will come to, God watches over his word to perform it. Hebrews 10:23. Let me read this in the King James and the New Living Translation. It says, Hebrews 10:23 in the King James, it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. He watches over his word to perform it. So now in the New Living Translation, it says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. That means I've got to affirm something that God has promised. I have to decree it. I have to say it. I believe God said this about me in the Word. I affirm that and I expect it. This is what he's saying. Hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. And I love this. I underline this. For God can be trusted. Whew. That's powerful for me. God can be trusted to do what? Keep his promise. So because he can be trusted, I can hold tightly to something that he has said about me. Because he can be trusted to keep his promise. It cannot change. It can't. If he said, you are a new person in Christ, all things have passed away, all things have become new, then that means he can be trusted. Then what? I can say that. I can affirm that. If he said himself, Jesus took my infirmities and he bore my sicknesses in his own body on the tree, that by his stripes we have been healed. He can be trusted. And I can affirm that. I can say, when I don't see it in my body, when I don't see healing in my body, when my body's trying to act up or the devil's trying to attack me, I can say, my body is healed. And he will watch over it to make it happen in my body, even when it's not there. Because I'm taking what's already been settled, what's already been given, and I'm taking it by faith, and I'm doing what? I'm saying something. My body is healed. And he watches over it to make that a reality. Oh, yes. God can be trusted to watch over his promises. Then I can trust him. That's Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. Why? Because he can be trusted. He can be trusted. When everything's going haywire in this earth, he can be trusted. He can be trusted. And we can speak some things. It's the body of Christ in the earth that God works through. He wants to work through us, but he doesn't want us. What does it say? We walk, 2 Corinthians 5. What does it say, 7? We walk by what? Faith. And not by sight. So that means I'm going to be speaking what I expect, not what I see. I remember Keith Moore said this recently, Brother Keith Moore. He said, if you say what you see, or if you believe what you see and say what you see, you'll stay where you are. Or how did he say it? I have to go back and look at it. In other words, if you keep saying what you have and believe what you have, you're gonna have it. You're gonna stay right in the situation you're in. If you keep talking what you have and you believe that, you'll have it. But you've got to do what? Speak what you don't have. What don't I have? I might not have enough money to cover some bills. Fear not, but just believe. I believe God is going to meet this need. I believe God is bringing the money to cover this. When you don't know what to do, you know, this is what when people go to doctors, doctors aren't God. They sure act like it sometimes. They'll say, if you don't do what I do, nothing's going. Oh, really? Oh, really? You're not God. And sometimes they get their nose out of joint when you say, well, I'm going to pray about that. Well, if you don't do this, guess what? Guess what? What? You're not God. Now, you don't have to be ornery with people. They're professionals. They're only doing what they know. We don't have to argue with them. But we also don't need to waver and get in fear because of some words that were spoken to us. No, sir. We are to do what? Hold fast. Hold fast to our profession of faith. And you say, oh, no, I appreciate your diagnosis, but I believe this. You don't have to argue with them. They may think you're nuts. That's okay. But they won't think it's nutty when you get healed and walk in their office and they'll go, gee, I just don't know. Right, you don't know. But I know the one who does know. Yeah. So God can be trusted. Boy, if we ever walk away in life with that, and when we go through, Brother Hagin was, I was reading this today. He said, in the face of contrary conditions and circumstances, I would always say what I believe. I believe God. I believe what he said in his word. And in the face of contrary conditions, I would say, I will do this. I will have this. My body functions normally. I am healed. Because if we live long enough in this earth, we will face contrary conditions. We will face situations that look impossible. But with God, all things are possible. With who? With God. With God. He can be trusted. God can be trusted. And with him, I can overcome. You know, so often, you know, we share that scripture. The greater one lives in me. Why don't we turn over there and look at that? In 1 John chapter 5. Actually, I want to go to, I was thinking of the wrong, I'm thinking of 5. It's actually 1 John 4, 4. It says, ye are of who? Of God. I'm of God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The greater one lives in me, God's Spirit. And this is the New Living Translation. It says, but you belong to God, my dear children. You've already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. And this is the Passion Translation. It says, little children, you can be certain that you belong to God and have conquered them, for the one who is living in you is far greater than the one who was in the world. So every time we face something that seems contrary or impossible, we need to just remember God's Spirit lives in me. God lives in me by his Spirit. God has the answer. He knows exactly how to navigate through something. We don't. And God, if we just follow that inward witness, if we follow him, he will show us how to walk in victory. Every bit of it. Now, a lot of times we don't listen, right? We're just busy. We're so busy, and we're running, and we're ignoring his leadings, and we make mistakes. But if we'll take time to listen, if we'll pray in the Spirit more, if we'll get quiet a little more, take time in the morning and get quiet. Or find 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, get quiet, and you'll hear him more clearly, and you'll know. Here's one thing I've learned. One of the speakers that was with us, Ann Durant, she has shared something in the last 2-3 years that they've come and visited with us for these Life in the Spirit. She said, we are a spirit. And she said, I'm becoming more comfortable being uncomfortable. That means we're not gonna know what to do. And a lot of times we're going through life and stop saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Why don't you change that and change that confession and say, God lives in me. He's going to show me what to do. I'll know what to do because he lives in me. Mark Hankins says it another way. He says, we've got a genius living on the inside, and if we'll just listen, he'll make us look smart. And I said, yeah, exactly. You got a genius living on the inside. God's living on the inside, and if you'll just listen and follow him, you'll make less and less and less mistakes. And it just takes following that inward witness. If you have peace about something, keep moving in that direction. If you get unsettled, stop. Stop. He is the one that leads us. He can be trusted. So a lot of times, we've just got to change how we talk. We've got to change that. All about this. Possession, this is kind of where I was going today. Possession does what? Or confession precedes possession. You've got to confess something before you possess it. Or you could say it another way. Possession follows your confession. So change that. That little minor adjustment. Just begin to say, I don't know how I'm going to approach this, but the one inside does, and he's going to show me how to do it. He's going to show me how to make more money. He's going to show me how to be a success in life. He's going to show me how to live a victorious life. Just make, even when your mind is going, that's dumb, that doesn't make any sense. You know you don't know. You know how your mind goes? That's what Brother Hagin said. In the face of those kind of thoughts, he would say, oh no, I'm going to have it. He's going to show me what to do. And the more you do that, you're letting him begin to do what? Work in you. Thoughts will come. You'll go, wow, I never saw that. Right. Exactly. You're not smart enough. You don't know. He knows. Man, I'm telling you, this life is so much easier with him leading, isn't it? Glory to God. So we've got to affirm the things that we believe. You know, the ministry here, we had a school from pre-K. We called it Love Christian Academy. And we had that school in session from 1990. As a matter of fact, that gentleman that's running sound, he's a graduate, or was a graduate. Shake your head. Yep, he sure was. And that was a marvelous school. And that school was in session from 1990 to about 1998, for 8 years, from pre-K to the 12th grade. And so they made, correct me, Josh, if I'm wrong with this, you guys made an affirmation every day. Every day. Every day. When they came to class, they made an affirmation every day. They spoke who they were. And so, not going to read that now, but that affirmation was powerful in their lives and had an impact on their lives. Those children weren't told what they couldn't do. They spoke what they could do. And you had children that were 3 and 4 years old reading, but they weren't told, oh no, you're only 3, you're only 4, you can't read. These children were reading at 3 and 4. Isn't that right? They sure were. I mean, we had how old was Kelly when was she 3 or 4? 4, and she got up and she read. I mean, read, not bumbled along. So So they were told that they could do all things through Christ who strengthened them. They were constantly encouraged, constantly lifted up. And yeah, so that was, you know, again, those principles are the same. You've got to speak words, you've got to believe, and you got to speak. Let me read this here in this account in Mark chapter 2. This is the New Living Translation. This was the man that was paralyzed that was let down through the roof in Capernaum. Mark chapter 2 is the New Living Translation, verses 1 through 5. It says, when Jesus returned to Capernaum, several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. Now, why would you bring somebody who's paralyzed if you didn't think they were going to get something? Because it said the news spread that he was back home. Some writers say that was his home. And so it says starting in verse 4, they couldn't bring him into Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. How many of you like somebody digging a hole through your roof? Right? And then it said what? Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. And verse 5, seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, my child, your sins are forgiven. So he did what? He saw their faith. So you can't see faith, but you can see the effects of faith. They let that man down in front of Jesus for him to be healed. And so we need to do what? Stand firm in our affirmations. One thing, let's turn over to this scripture in Colossians chapter, and this I'll read this in the Passion Translation. Colossians chapter 3 and verses 1 through 3 or 4. At least the first four verses. But Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 1, this is the Passion Translation. It says, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, for that's where Christ sits. Where does he sit? Above. Enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm, and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities, and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Don't fill your thoughts with those. And then what else? Your crucifixion with Christ has done what? Severed the tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God, in Christ. And then it goes on, and as Christ himself is seen for all who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed, for you are now one with him in his glory. So those things need to be meditated on. They need to be not only just meditated on, but spoken. When you keep filling your mind with the distractions of this world, you keep filling your mind with that, they get down in your heart and you start talking. You start saying the things of this world. You start saying, I can't do this. I can't have this. Why not? You know, God's not opposed with having you have five houses. He's not opposed to you having five cars. What he's opposed to you having is having that in you and being so attached to it that you don't serve him. And you don't put him first. That's the problem. So he wants people to prosper. I wish above all things that you what? Prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. But your soul won't prosper if you keep filling it with the stuff of this world, the distractions, the impossibilities. You keep thinking that way and you won't do it. You won't have it. You won't live in it. And it won't be God's fault, because he's already given us some instructions. Do this and don't do this. So if you keep doing what he said not to do, you know, how many parents in here? And you say to your child, do this and don't do this, right? You say, look, Johnny, don't do this. Don't do this. And they do it, right? And you said, I told you not to do it. Told you not to do it. But my God can be trusted. He can be trusted. So when he says, do this, it's meant to do what? Cause us to prosper. It's caused us to live above the things of this world. He can be trusted. But we need to do what? Hold fast, without wavering, the profession of our faith. Or it says, the profession of that which we hope for. But if you fill your mind with the impossibilities of this world, remember, the God of this world blinds the mind, 2 Corinthians 4:4, he blinds the minds of them that are lost, lest the light of the glorious gospel would shine in. So the more we let heavenly reality shine in, I'm like, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to have it. We're going to do it. We're going over. We're going to do it. Because you're letting the light of the gospel shine in and change your thinking, not with the stuff that's going on in the world. I'm telling you, we live this. I mean, anybody who runs a house or runs a business or has a family, you're going to be faced with some stuff. And you've got to be determined. God's showing me what to do. God's showing me how to live above. God's showing me how to have this and prosper and go through this. I mean, all this week, even the speakers, they shared very candidly things they did right and things they didn't do right, things where they missed it, things they learned. So that we can be better. We can live more successfully. Showing us things in the Word of God. And I'm telling you, it's just Reverend Pastor Leanne Sosaby. They're pastoring a church now in Texas near Dallas. And she said, she was praying, you know, she said she's always been a prayer person as a young girl, and you know, got to Rhema and saw she didn't know much, and started, you know, her and Reverend Jim, they ran the prayer and healing school. He ran it for 10 years. She ran it for almost 18. They taught and trained people to facilitate things in their healing school. They trained over 500. They had about 500 people involved. But she said when they would pray, she said she'd always pray like we're praying through to get a victory. And she said one time the Lord said, why are you praying that way? Pray like you're on the other side because you do have the victory. Pray like you're there already. Pray from that place of victory instead of we're praying through to get a victory. He said, no, you already have the victory in Christ. See yourself praying that way. Talk that way. Don't talk like I'm hoping to get something. I sure hope we get this. No, God has already promised some things in the Bible through his shed blood that we already have. They've been given to us. Talk like that. Talk like you have the victory. Talk like you have health. Talk like you have financial blessing. And you say, well, yeah, but I don't. That's your problem. Because you're talking the way you're living instead of the way you expect to live. You're talking like you're living right now instead of the way you expect to live. I expect to have abundance. And I talk that way. And here's what happens. When you talk that way, and you're not trying to make God do anything. He's already given it to you. I think sometimes we talk like, I'm talking to move God. No, he's already moved. He sent Jesus. And he's given us something in Christ. I believe, what is it? It says all the promises of God. Isn't that 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I believe it is? Chapter 1, verse 3, I think it says, all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. Isn't that what it says? Somebody help me with that chapter and verse, but I know that scripture. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. They're sealed. They're done. Talk like you have it. Walk in it. See yourself in it. It's no different. The world is doing that now. You got motivational speakers. What do they say? See yourself successful. Huh? What is God saying? He's saying the same thing. Guard your heart. Don't let all those things get down in your heart. Say you are a success. I'm a success in Christ. You know, You might be on a job and you say, well, look, you know, it just looks like it'll never change. Well, for you, it won't, because that's the way you talk. That's the way you think. Huh? 2 Corinthians 1:20? Really? Well, how about that? You're looking at it. Well, there. There you go. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. Right. Passion Translation says, for all of God's promises find their yes of fulfillment in him, in Christ. They're fulfilled in Christ. And as his yes and our amen ascend to God, we bring him glory. So we need to say amen to his promises. They're mine. I take them. I walk in them. That's how Brother Hagin could laugh at circumstances right in the face of it. He'd just laugh. And the devil would get up and leave. And the circumstances would change. So we're going to have that. We're going to walk in it. We're going to talk it. This is a translation here. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11. We can look at that real quick. Philippians 4, 11. In the, I'll read it in the King James. It says, not that I speak in respect of want. So in other words, he's not talking about his conditions, right? Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. And then he goes on. Verse 12, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere, and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, this is a translation. It's called The Way, W-A-Y, in Philippians 4:11. I just like the way this is written. In the King James, I'll remind you, it says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. Sometimes that can be a little, We don't talk that way anymore like that. But I like this translation. It says, I have learned in whatever state I am therein to be independent of circumstances. Oh, see, now that's better. I'm not subject to the circumstance. I'm independent of it. I can do all things through Christ. He's met my need. And I've learned through the years that when you're walking through things and things seemingly are not changing, watch what you're saying. Don't talk negative. Keep your confession positive. Keep it positive. And listen to him. Follow him. And he'll walk you right through those things. Didn't say it was comfortable. I'm going to close with this. This is Abraham, Romans 4:17. And then right down to a few verses here. But this is in the New Living Translation. This is Abraham. It says, that is what the scriptures mean when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God, see, we're talking God can be trusted, in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations. For God has said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. Verse 19, and Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. And because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. And when God counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit, it was recorded for our benefit too, assuring us that God will also count us as righteous if we believe in him, the one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. God can be trusted to keep his promises. He can be trusted. Say, I trust God to keep his promises concerning me. Yeah. Hallelujah. I trust him. You need to hear yourself say it, not moaning and groaning. I trust God. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, God. I trust you to supply what I need. I trust you. What did he do? It said that brought glory to God. Abraham didn't waver. Hallelujah. He didn't waver, even though the circumstances looked like he should have. It says he became stronger. Hallelujah. So speak those things that you believe. Speak those things that are in your heart. Speak the word of God, not the circumstance. Speak his promises. Amen. If you think this world is going to get any better, I'm telling you, darkness is pervasive in this earth. What does it say? Even Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. He talked in Matthew. He talked about, so a lot of times people say, man, it can't get any worse than this. Really? He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. He's talking about in this end time, it's going to be just as pervasive as it was that back then. So we may see things get worse. We probably will. But that means we're going to have to trust God, believe God, and walk as his children here in this earth. And do what? Not waver. Not waver. We don't have to argue with people. You know, sometimes I used to sing with the choir, and I liked that, and I sang trios and things with the church, and I like that. Sometimes I'll turn on, you know, some of the shows they have on TV. What do you have? The Voice. You have, what's the other one? American Idol. So sometimes I'll watch some of these shows because I like to hear good singers, right? And what's the guy on there, Simon Cowell? I like what he said when some of the people come up and they say, you know, I was bullied and all of that. And he'll say, the best antidote to that is success. When you succeed, it shuts down the bully's mouth. Shuts him down. And I said, it's the same thing. The devil can talk all his trash. People can come up because the devil uses people. They can talk all kinds of trash to you. Walk in victory. It'll shut them up. It'll draw a crowd. Man, how'd you get that? God did. How'd you get healed? God did. How'd you get that great job? God did. Success will draw people. Think about this. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, read it in the Gospels. It said they came to see Jesus and the one he raised from the dead. Yeah. They can talk all their trash, but when they see God working through you, it stills them. It shuts them up. They want to go, huh? Maybe I was wrong, you think? Be nice, be sweet. Tell him, well, you can serve the same God I am. He loves you. I love you in the love of the Lord. Don't be ornery with people. Just walk in love. And let God work through you. You'll shine bright and you'll draw a crowd. Amen. Glory to God. But today, walk away. You're going to possess what you confess. Positive or negative. But fill your thoughts, what do Colossians say? Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Fill them full of the promises of God and say that, I'm going to have that. I'm going to walk in that. We're going to have it. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to be a blessing. It may take some time. It took some time for Abraham and said he didn't waver. God said, your descendants will be as the stars of the sky. He didn't understand it, but he said, I receive it. Amen. I've told people this, it's in my heart. I said, you know what? Someday, I'm going to give $1 million to the church. Now, you can clap all you want, that's fine. But I said, I'm going to do it. Now, your mind, the first couple of times I said, that's nuts. You're crazy. And the more I say it, it becomes real. And you know what that does? It opens doors for God to put you in a place to do that. So that's what, you know, I said, you know what? I want to do that. I want to do more in the church. I want to walk in more of a greater anointing. How do you do that? You say it. I'm a place where the love of God is evident. I'm a place where the power of God flows through. How does that begin to stir and stimulate? Say it. Your mind all the time is going, that's nuts. You'll never have it. Yes, I will. And I'll walk in it. Yeah. I mean, if people can say something that's a lie and believe it, I'm going to speak the promises of God and believe it and let God work and open doors for me to walk in it. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for people that will believe him. Just believe God. It says he is more than able to watch over his promises. And if his word says that we can have what we say, then what? Say it. Now again, remember this in James, it says, you ask and you ask amiss because you're just consuming it on your own lust. Don't do it for that purpose because you won't get it. You won't. But do it with a genuine heart. I desire to prosper. I desire to walk in health. Do it for the right motive. And man, see what God will do. Amen. Father, we thank you today. You're so good to us. Thank you that you can be trusted. And we trust you. We have faith in you to bring to pass your promises in our lives. Thank you, Father, that our bodies are strong and healthy. Thank you that every cell and ligament and bone and joint function normally in our bodies. And you show us how to operate, what to eat, what not to eat, what to do to in the natural to do that. And we thank you, Father, that your word says that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead quickens our mortal body. It gives us supernatural life. And we thank you, Father, for opening doors for us, that as we sow into the kingdom of God, that you give back to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into our bosom. Thank you, Father, for good jobs. Thank you for promotions. Thank you for wisdom on how to operate. Thank you that we operate in wisdom, supernatural wisdom on our jobs. Father, we thank you for witty ideas. And we thank you, Father, for that, in Jesus' name, we prosper and we are in health in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. The greater one lives inside of us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us and guiding us into all the truth of God. Thank you for strengthening us in the name of Jesus, empowering us to walk in victory in this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The greater one lives in us. He's greater, not the devil. God's greater, and he can be trusted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody here need any help today? Need prayer? Anybody need something that they want God to do in their life? Because you don't need to walk out of here not knowing. I'll tell you, God is good. He'll meet your need right here. All you got to do is say, amen, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Anybody? Glory to God. Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, why don't everybody come up here? We'll lay hands on everybody. We'll impart something to you. Because if you're not decided, get decided. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Because God is good. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Yeah, come and get it. Yeah, God is good. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Just receive, and hallelujah. Praise God. Just receive from the Lord today. And walk in it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to pray and just lay hands on you and receive from God. Receive. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Receive his blessings. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Wisdom. And anointing upon this man in Jesus' name. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Wisdom, increase of wisdom in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. God blesses you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Wisdom and anointing. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Walk in it. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Freedom from fear and anxiety. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Receive it. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Wholeness in Jesus' name. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.